So it's not very often that we hear from the book of Job in the Old Testament. And though we don't hear it very often, most of us are probably fairly familiar with the storyline. A righteous man is allowed to experience great suffering while all that belonged to him was seemingly taken away. He goes through this disaster and experiences deep depression while crying out to God why he is going through this. A few of his friends try to explain away what he's experiencing, essentially telling Job he must have done something wrong. He's encountering God's vindictive justice. Job remains firm in his own belief, however. He has not sinned, and he calls upon God to explain what is going on. God does eventually come and respond, and Job is thereafter restored to prosperity. How does one explain God's providence while suffering and pain are present in our life? It seems that suffering is random, while some of us may attach it with sin. Does God punish me for my sins? How does the mercy of God exist at the same time as justice? A homily cannot possibly explain everything, so perhaps let us focus on a couple of things. God does not work in human terms with justice. God only wants good for us, while at the same time honoring free will. So God's justice is sending his Son to pronounce judgment on sin, demonstrating that God has always and will continue to love us while the world remains broken. Many people thought, and perhaps some still do, that if you follow God's commandments, only blessings will come. But that doesn't explain why good people still seem to suffer. Ultimately, the book of Job does not give us a direct answer to this ongoing issue. The message of the book is that sin and suffering do not always have a direct relationship. There are some who feel abandoned by God, or maybe even think God is punishing them through suffering. But justice, devoid of love, is not of God. Pope St. John Paul II said, "All those who suffer can feel called to share in the work of redemption accomplished by the means of the cross." And Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, highlights, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For while we live, we always are being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our flesh. So we do not lose heart." The cross is perhaps the image of suffering and sin in Christianity. It demonstrates the immense breadth of God's love, which is seen in light of the resurrection. It is suffering and pain with purpose. And we are privileged to be called to participate in that work of redemption as well. And at the same time, that doesn't take away the pain that suffering causes. So, where do we go from here? In the gospel, Jesus is seen relieving the suffering that people experience in our fallen world. Jesus restores health and wholeness while delivering people from the bondage of sickness and sin. Bottom line, Jesus comes to save. He is compassionate and demonstrates that God wants to alleviate that suffering. And then he empowers his followers to do the same. You and I. We may not be able to fully take away all suffering and pain, but we can share in that suffering through compassion and prayer, which can be a road to healing and restoration. While physical and emotional suffering has been a mission given to our church through various means in our history, let us not forget that real pain and suffering is the sickness of our soul. That is where Jesus wants to touch us. That's where Jesus wants to heal us. We only have to let go of that sickness, as hard as that may be, to experience the freedom we long for. We can glimpse the healing we seek with Jesus' touch through our sacraments in the church, especially through Eucharist and reconciliation. Suffering and pain may go on, but we have a remedy that provides the hope that sin and brokenness does not have the final word. The trap of despair and hopelessness is meaningless suffering is what the evil one wants us to believe, for that is a journey away from God. Justice and mercy beckon us to delve deeply into suffering and walk with those who cry out in pain. That is what our God did for us. And that is what our God wants us to do for others. Let that truth of hope be what carries us forward.